Seven Mishnah 5, Shtei Kupos, if there are two baskets, Achas Shel Truma and Achas Shel Chulin, one of the baskets has Truma in it, and the other basket has Chulin, normal produce in it. So you've got these two baskets. Shenaf Leseya Truma, Leseya Achas Mem, and then a Seya of Truma, an amount of Truma, falls into one of the baskets. And you don't know which basket it fell into. So if it fell into the Truma basket, then everything is fine, because then you've still got one basket of Truma and one basket of Chulin, of normal produce. But if it fell into the normal produce basket, and there's not a 100-to-1 ratio, so then you've got a problem, right? You've got a Meduma mixture, which is prohibited. So what do you in this case? Is the Mishnah Arei Ani Omer, you can presume the Seich Shel Truma Nafla. You can presume it fell into the Truma basket. Can presume it into. So how does that happen? So it explains in the Kati, according to most opinions, this is talking about nowadays, when Truma is only rabbinic. And why is Truma only rabbinic? So Kati Rambam that says that because most Jews are not living in Eretz Yisrael, so Truma nowadays is only rabbinic. And if it's only rabbinic, then we have a principle that says in a case of doubt, you can go lenient. Sofek laka, right? So that's what's going on over here. You can presume that it fell into the Truma basket, and so the Truma basket can be given to the Kohen, and the other basket can be kept back for normal consumption. If you don't know which basket is chulin and which basket is truma, which is truma and which is normal produce, achal achas mehen, and you eat one of them, patur. So then you are exempt, right? You're exempt from paying back. Vashnea, yeah. And the second basket, the same reason, you don't know exactly. We go leniently. Vashnea, the second basket, noeg baka truma, you would treat the second basket as truma. If you've eaten one, you've got one left. So you treat that basket now as truma. Vachayevis bachala, but, divrei Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, you would also take chala from it. You would also apportion chala. If you made it into bread, you would apportion chala. Now normally you don't apportion chala from truma. But because over here we don't know if it was actually the truma basket or the chulin basket, so you would take that. But Rabbi Yossi Poter, Rabbi Yossi disagrees with him. Rabbi Yossi says you don't have to give challah from it. Eichel Acher es Hashneh, if someone else eats the second basket, he's also a pater, right? Even though both baskets have been eaten, we still don't know who ate what basket. So they're both exempt. But Eichel Echad es Shteim, but if one person eats both baskets, so now he's definitely eaten... Right, one of them. Then Meshalem Kekatana Shevishtehen. So then he repays the value of the smaller of the two. He repays the value and he repays the fifth. But he can take the smaller of the two baskets because we don't know which basket was actually Truma.